Yeah.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
This is the top five at five on the Rokan Show.
All right. There you go. Did you look it up yet? Have you Googled it yet?
Figuring out how to spell saxophone.
Yeah. PH, not F.
Saxophone.
Saxophone, exactly. All right. Checking in at
number five.
Hey, do you remember that tweet? This was only 6 days ago. It feels like it was six years ago. But that's the compression of time that we deal with now in the Trump world, right? Because everything, he does so many things in a day that lead us in all these directions. We're not quite sure what's happened.
Remember Comey? Remember that from 14 years ago? Oh, my God, that's like 3 months ago.
Right, exactly.
I think it was Nixon's FBI guy. I can't remember. Oh, no, it was. That's right. That was just summer.
When President Trump called for a review of NBC's broadcast license, remember that?
Right.
After they aired an unflattering story of the administration?
That was just fake news by NBC, which gives a lot of fake news lately. No, I never discussed. I think somebody said I want 10 times the nuclear weapons that we have right now. Right now, we have so many nuclear weapons. I want them in perfect condition, perfect shape. That's the only thing I've ever discussed. General Mattis put out a statement, or is putting out a statement, saying that that was fake news, that it was just mentioned that way. And it's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write. And people should look into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, people should.
Yeah. Did Mattis ever put that statement out, by the way?
I love the phrasing of that, by the way. I don't want to digress, but the idea that he's putting out, I told him to put it out. One thing he didn't say with theirs. I wrote it for him, and he's going to put it out pretty soon.
I don't remember it coming out from Mattis. And then you had Tillerson, again, not denying that he called the president a moron when asked about 100 different ways on Sunday morning on CNN. And he went on CNN.
He did the famed, that's a famed political move. I'm not going to dignify that with a response. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks like that.
By the way. You just say no, and it's good to go. I'm told Mattis did put a statement. Do we have the statement? Do we know what Mattis said in the statement? The president's making me put this out. Oh, God.
Stop pushing me, president.
If it says anywhere in the statement, the likes in which you've never seen before. He didn't write it. Trump wrote it.
Yeah. Now, here is the chairman of the FCC having to respond to this. Now, he's been very quiet. Ajit Pai has been very quiet about this because he's like, I don't know. What am I going to do? Don't drag me into this. Because the FCC doesn't license broadcast networks. The only thing they license are individual over-the-air stations. And so places like CNN, which is a cable caster, right? They just create product for cable television, not FCC licensed. There are radios in their newsroom that they have to have a license for those radios, right?
Right.
So, like ham radio license.
Right. Which is good. I mean, that unlicensed ham radio. We can't have that in this country.
I have a Mattis' statement here, by the way. Recent reports that the president called for an increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal are absolutely false. During a brief interaction with reporters ahead of a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, mentioned that Mattis would be releasing a statement. And that was Mattis' statement. Recent reports that the president called for an increase in U.S. nuclear arsenal. Well, here's one. That would be true on its face because the president can't, by law, call for an increase because there is a treaty. Not that that matters much. I know. But there is a treaty that limits the number of nuclear weapons the United States can have, as it does the Russians.
You wonder, I think they should have more. And this was all about sources that was said off the record. This was stuff that was said behind closed doors and sources. So they're playing with words as well, where they say, never did we authorize, never did we ask for. Well, that's not what the NBC report was saying.
Right. This is behind the scenes. And that's when Tillerson did the head slap and called him a moron. Or effing moron, as NBC was reporting. And then NBC, NBC doesn't make it up. NBC has a source inside the room, or two sources, which I hope they had, inside the room that comes back and immediately. The problem here is not with the media. The problem here is with the fact that you got a bunch of people around Donald Trump who think he's as goofy as 67% of America does. And they are like, what are we going to do with this guy? And then they want to tell everybody, hey, look out, he's nuts. That's why it's happening. It's not that the press is making stuff up. They're just getting reports from people who have it in for Donald Trump around him because they think he's crazy.
And maybe there is an American outcry against the press, but this is not new. I mean,
there's been an American outcry against it. It's very easy to blame the press.
Yeah. Then they're going to say George W. Bush put a couple of reporters in jail. I was trying to get at, you better tell us their source. If you don't tell the source, you're going to jail. Right. And they did that whole dance song and dance. Obama did the same thing. He went after the source. Yeah. Edward Snowden. I mean, this is not a new phenomenon. Right. Trump is just shining a light on.
It's just easy to blame the press.
Yeah.
Because, if it's a bad story, you blame the press. Well, the press are out to get me. It's, you know, hell, I've said it. And I'm in the press. But wait, here's Ajit Pai from the FCC trying to get around this.
Well, look, I will reiterate what I have said for many years at the FCC, up to and including last month when I gave that speech. I believe in the First Amendment. The FCC, under my leadership, will stand for the First Amendment. And under the law, the FCC does not have the authority to revoke a license of a broadcast station based on the content of a particular newscast.
Right. And that would only be a single station. They have to revoke all the stations that carry NBC News. and no one's going to do that.
Well, I thought maybe they could do it for just bringing back Will and Grace. I thought that had something to do with it, but I guess not. I'm not a Will and Grace guy. It was funny because I'm like, oh, that show's coming back. That show that I did not like when it was on. And then to watch everyone go, Will and Grace is back. Can you believe it? I'm like, I can't believe this is what we're doing in the society where we're like 20 years later, bring them back because we've got nothing else.
They just want to bring it back to annoy the Trump family.
Yeah.
All right. Checking in. Where are we? You see, this is like the trial. We don't even know. We're not far enough.
Number four.
Seems like we started this in 2014. Months after being diagnosed with brain cancer, Senator John McCain sent a message to Washington as he was honored with the National Constitution Center's Liberty Medal in Philadelphia last night. Without naming names, he says that Americans live in a land of ideals, not blood and soil.
To fear the world we have organized and led the three quarters of a century, to abandon the ideals we have advanced around the globe, to refuse the obligations of international leadership and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems is as unpatriotic as an attachment to any other tired dogma of the past that Americans consigned to the ash heap of history.
It's true. That's brilliantly written. Then the president offered this response.
Yeah, well, I hear it. And people have to be careful because at some point I fight back.
Yeah.
I'm being very nice.
I think that's
very nice.
Nice.
But at some point I fight back and it won't be pretty.
People that be very nice. He did that thing where he's
Vince McMahon just came out of him, right? Here we go.
Yeah, and he does he extends the S sound. He hisses when he does stuff like that. And be very nice. That's on the Chris Plant show on WMAL.
This idea, again, it's the same with Hillary Clinton. I have the problem with, he easily could go, next question, not interested in talking about losers. Or I'm not talking, I want it, no
I'm
comment.
Being nice.
Yeah. But he goes one step further and likes to say no comment with inserting himself into it. He kind of got in that trouble again with the Obama and the Gold Star families. That's his rhetoric where he just can't stop at saying, this is what I believe. He's got to then go out of his way to knock or put somebody down. And with this statement that he made, you're not going to be nice? Come on.
Was John McCain upset about that?
I don't comment on what the president says. I comment on what he does. And I will say that I have faced some pretty tough adversaries in the past. I'm not interested in confronting the president. I'm interested in working with the president. You mean that I'm somehow going to behave in a way that I'm going to block everything because of some personal disagreement?
Fantastic. I mean, he just did exactly what I said Trump should do. I'm not going to get in this dispute. So, end of story.
I'd be nice. I'd be nice. You don't want me to be tough. The guy's got brain cancer, dude. May I call the president, dude? I just did. He's got brain cancer. You think you're scaring him? He was at the Hanoi Hilton. He was a POW of the North Vietnamese. They tortured him. on a daily, then weekly basis. Yeah. They broke his arm, so he cannot lift his arms above his shoulders. He has been through the and he signed up for more. He refused to come home when the Vietnamese were going to let him go because he didn't want to leave till the rest of the guys left. I don't think you can scare him or intimidate him. Be nice. What is that?
At the end of the day, the hard part about this, if you're a Republican, if you're any Republican voter, you have to say, why are you guys fighting? You're on the same team.
No. But you see what they've done? Here's what had happened was that Donald Trump has now broken up the Republican Party. So the Republican Party is now in its own fight. It's now the Republicans are, it's the Trump versus the Rhino. Or the Republicans who are not like Trump.
Maybe it was by design. Maybe the whole thing was by design.
But you think the Democrats figured this out?
No, I think the Republicans. I think the Republicans were like, I guess we'll go with Trump in the campaign, and then he's like, all right, I'm being tasked by the American people to blow this whole thing up.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'd be nice.
I've been nice so far.
Oh my God.
You don't want to see me get mean.
Doesn't want, yeah, and he right? doesn't. I mean, this. You know what sacrifice he makes for the United States of America? That he spends 5 nights a week in the White House, that dump the White House, and doesn't go to Mar-a-Lago or to any or Bedminster or any other beautiful place he can go to.
You should send him a Ro Strong bracelet.
I'm Ro Strong.
Yeah.
All right, now you be nice.
I've been nice up to this point.
Nice. Like, what do you know, a mob movie? Please. You're born into $100 million. This is not like you never worried where your next meal was going to come from.
And also, you haven't been nice. You said nasty things, things that no other Americans would ever say to a war hero And you're like, I've been nice
Barack
up to this point.
Obama, who? I mean, you remember 2008? Barack Obama and John McCain were not exactly best friends in 2008. Right. Barack Obama's rushed to his defense. Right? Like, are you kidding me? You're going to say this about this guy? All right. Here's Violetta with the WGN Traffic Travel Spots. Go ahead. Who knew I couldn't pronounce FHA?
Let me show you how to do
Decades
it.
Decades later, I couldn't. You know, who knew? If they'd only known back in the late 1980s
Watch
that I couldn't do that.
I just want to show you how a professional does it.
All right, go ahead.
Play ball. Celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today.
There's no FHA in that.
But that was pretty professional.
Low bar, Justin Kaufman in for Anna Devlantis today. Anna's back tomorrow. Top 5 at 5 continues. We are woefully behind, which means that we are only up to
number 3.
Remember 6 months ago when Dr. David Dow got dragged off the United Airlines flight?
Oh my God.
That sounds like me when my order is late at a restaurant.
I need a friend.
That's what I do. That's what I do. Or I'm told I have to wait in line somewhere. Yeah, I do that.
When the escalator's out.
The escalator's out. The escalator's out over at the Nordstrom building. Yeah. We need to get this guy a Roast Strong bracelet.
Yeah.
Anyway, they fired the police officers, the aviation police that were involved in this. After an inspector general's report. And now Dr. Dow has settled with United for an undisclosed amount. And he suffered he had real injuries here. Lost a couple teeth, broken nose, concussion.
And didn't United come out and say, hey, we looked into it and everything's good. Nothing to see here, folks.
Well, it wasn't United. It was City of Chicago Aviation Police. And they're like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
Well, we found out. What do you mean the escalator's out? By the way, that woman, oh my God, that's the way most people respond to me when I walk into anything. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
All right.
Number 2.
Aaron Rodgers broke his right collarbone Sunday. It's going to require surgery and will force him out for the rest of the 2017 season, at least they think. If they make it to the Super Bowl, there is a chance he could be back for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's perfect for Packer lore.
I know.
Now they're going to be like, he's back. I can't believe it. And be like, oh, come on.
All right. Here's Packers coach Mike McCarthy, who always has a Sharpie tucked in his hat above his ear. Never understood that. It's like weird. He just tucks a Sharpie up in there. Like it holds the hat on his head.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I'm ready for a new Packer coach. I'm not going to lie to you. That guy's rough on the eyes.
So they asked Mike McCarthy, hey, you know who's available, don't you? You know that Colin Kaepernick is available.
Would you entertain the idea of bringing Colin Kaepernick in for that backup job?
Did you just listen to that question I just answered?
Just to bring it in.
Okay, I got 3 years invested in Brett Hundley, 2 years invested in Joe Callahan. The quarterback room is exactly where it needs to be.
Except for Aaron Rodgers being up.
Right.
Exactly right. Well, they do. Actually, that's probably the worst guy to ask because they do have a good backup quarterback there and they have a plan. They unlike some other guys I know.
Oh, you're talking about me.
I don't know if they have a plan. I think that team is ride or die in Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
they're done without Rodgers.
Yeah,
but they still, but they have two backups and they got this kid that they bring in the game after Aaron Rodgers already scored 40
points.
Every
NFL team has two backups. It doesn't mean anything.
They actually have a guy that they draft. I mean, it's there is a guy.
There's a guy.
The point is, though, it may be the worst process. But here's my point: is that every week now, there's going to be another major quarterback going down, and every Tuesday at a press conference, there's going to be this question asked. What about Colin
Kaepernick?
Maybe the Bears should trade Mike Glennon to the Packers. Help out a rival team. Hey guys, here you go. Here's Mike Glennon. We saw you needed a quarterback.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Just take him.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers is the most recognizable, the most famous player in the NFL?
No, Tom Brady is, but Rodgers is probably 1B, right?
But we have the audio of the infamous play now.
Yeah, that is a little bit how Aaron Rodgers reacted.
Actually, Aaron Rodgers, he knew it as soon as it happened. Yes, he felt it snap. And Aaron Rodgers got up and he looked at the guy and
he threw a couple F-bombs.
He threw it right at him. Blank yourself.
Well, there was nothing dirty about it.
No, I mean, I watched a lot of ESPN yesterday and they said everything was clean.
Full body weight. You know what? I just got to say, Packers karma, 1986 season. Jim McMahon, right?
Yep.
Charles Martin upends him, smacks him to the ground, separates his shoulder. What happens now?
They waited 31 years for that karma?
31
years! Remember the Bears broke Rodgers' collarbone before. Yep. It was Shea McClellan. That was like the only thing he ever did for
them. Just saying. All right.
And then Rodgers came back and beat the Bears.
Shea McClellan just get a Super Bowl ring?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay. All right. Enough of that. I don't want to talk about this anymore. And I still got one to go.
Number one.
All right. Police have finally corralled an elusive cow at a Brooklyn park. The New York Police Department says the male bull calf, so not a bull, but, it's a cat. It's a small.
It's the baby version.
Baby bull. Like the guys are about to take the court for the Chicago NBA franchise, right, Baby Bulls. Right. Yeah. It was spotted on the loose late this morning before it made its way to the park near Prospect Park Expressway, by the way, for those familiar with the area.
You don't see this every day out in Brooklyn. You don't see this every day. A bull in Prospect Park. It's just crazy.
Now, despite several attempts to try to corner the bull, the animal managed to keep sprinting off. A crowd of onlookers outside the field swelled in a matter of an hour while the bovine wandered around, staring back at people and doing that thing.
That's great.
Eat more chicken.
No, it's a Brooklyn cow, so it's like, where's the nearest? Is there a coffee shop? Someone said there's a coffee
shop. It's a super skinny bull, too. It's like super skinny.
Its jeans barely fit.
Right.
Keep dropping down. Yeah.
Exactly. Did you see Fallon last night?
I think I'm looking for soy milk. Is there soy milk?
Finally, the NIPD was able to tranquilize the bull calf. And then they put it into a mounted unit horse trailer.
I think it's very exciting to have a cow on the loose in our neighborhood. Brooklyn is definitely moving up, that we've even got cows that want to move into our neighborhood. That's one lucky cow, because this morning he was going to be somebody's lunch, and instead he escaped, and he's in the bull field in Brooklyn, and hopefully he has a second chance at life.
Yeah, don't eat meat. That's what you learned about that.
That was as Brooklyn as Brooklyn gets right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That was...
Oh my God. All right, you know what? It's time now. We're just, you know what? Okay.
The top five at five.